Don't let anybody tell you I'm not having fun. Pain in the Morning, 8:11. We are moving, and the wheel in the sky and the wheels on the ground are turning, and we're 11 days into August. As we move further into the twilight of the summer of 2020, and what a summer. A summer that will live in infamy. For sure. I mean, what a challenging time in our country.
For tomorrow.
As we try to put the pieces together and figure out where we're going in the next couple months, as I keep banging myself against the microphone, that'll wake you up. Where would we be through all this without music? If you're feeling down a little bit, like a lot of people have been recently, put the headphones on. Get the old records out, the old LPs. A lot of you guys are still playing LPs.
I got my Foghat LP, Fool for the City, man. I was jamming.
Get the 8-track out. Get whatever you can get out. And try to use what you have at your disposal to give you a little bit of a boost. Tuesday, 8:11, and we're coming up on another Pain in the Morning on Wednesday, and the Big Wednesday podcast on Wednesday, a double shot. There's a lot of things that we're kicking around for Wednesday. Haven't settled on one major thing yet for the big podcast, but I think regardless of what we decide on, we'll be breaking some news. The wheel in the sky is turning here on the Thomas Paine Podcast and True Pundit. And we're off to the races. Shout out to the folks on Patreon.com/True Pundit, Subscribestar.com/True Pundit, listening to and watching the video podcast of this production. We appreciate your support. Your direct support on those platforms goes a long way. You literally see a man come unglued. I say that on a regular basis. It's not that far from the truth. I'm told that the audio and the video is a formidable 1-2 punch as opposed to just the audio on the podcast, but also it goes a long way with the extra little couple bucks people throw us to keep us growing and allow us to do what we have been doing for a long time, is breaking news and shooting the shit straight as we can in this menagerie of news that's keeps getting worse and worse as far as trying to sort out what's true and what's not true, and misinformation and disinformation and true information. And we have a lot of work to do tonight and a busy week, and we're going to move right into it. I'm not going to get sidetracked by certain things that happened earlier tonight that much ado about nothing. So we will move right into the news and try to stay focused a little bit, refocus on the coronavirus, refocus on the state of the union, try not to get too sidetracked by the bread and circuses of Washington, D.C., and the freak show that it's become. Everybody remember the freak show? back in the day, you go to the fair, like the county fair, and there's like a, when we were kids, we thought it was the best thing in the world. Now we're living in it. We get to watch it every day in D.C. It's really something. So we're going first. Chicago. Back to Chicago. And you know what I always say about when we cover Chicago stories? See if this rings a bell. Anybody out there?
Chicago. Bang, bang. Chicago. Bang, bang.
Remember that from Stripe? Chicago. Bang, bang. And we head to Chicago. And here we go. Chicago looting triggers over 100 arrests. 13 officers hurt as mayor warns criminals, "We are coming for you." Whoa. Whoa, Mayor Lightfoot, take it easy. Don't get crazy. Speaking of Lightfoot, let's go a little Gordon Lightfoot while we're talking about this other bird brand Lightfoot. A Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot slammed looters and rioters who descended upon the downtown area early Monday morning, calling the overnight events an assault on our city and telling criminals, "We are coming for you." She said the same thing to churchgoers for the last couple months. They've been gunning for people going to church. You're not social distancing. Police said that more than 100 people were arrested and at least 13 officers were hurt over the course of the events. "We are waking up in shock this morning," Lightfoot said. Where has she been? Where has this bird brain been? This has been going on in Chicago a long time. She went to the other side of town. It's like, "Oh, this place is a mess. Holy shit. Nobody told me this place is crazy. We got to get out of here." "We're waking up in shock this morning," Lightfoot said. These individuals engaged in what can only be described as a brazen and extensive criminal looting and destruction. And to be clear, this had nothing to do with legitimate protected First Amendment expression. Did she hit her head? Did somebody crank a 2x4 over her head or something? It seems like she's a different person. "We're not going to let our city to be taken over by criminals and vigilantes," the mayor later added. "Really? I think it was taken over by criminals a long time ago." Car caravans of looters made their way into Chicago's Magnificent Mile, Gold Coast, and Irving North neighborhoods and neighboring commercial districts overnight, which officials believe were spurred by a police-involved shooting in Englewood earlier in the day. According to Chicago Police Super David Brown, at the scene of the South Side shooting, tempers flared, fueled by misinformation as the afternoon turned into the evening, Brown said. This is like Lightfoot's first time on the South Side for a while. "This place is... What's happening here? These criminals are running the..." She can't make it up. Lightfoot. Police became aware of several social media posts encouraging looting downtown, Brown said in the department. Downtown, Brown said. Now, somebody did that on purpose. And the department dispatched roughly 400 officers to the region. Sometimes reporters can be a little tricky, have a little bit of fun with words. Chaos and destruction unfolded over the next several hours. As several posts to social media show looters breaking into high-end stores, including Saks Fifth Avenue and Tesla dealership, with many using anything they can, even... in at least one case, a car to do so. "Let's drive a car through the Tesla dealership, and then we can steal a Tesla. No, this shit doesn't even run on gas. What the hell kind of car is this? Get the jumper cables." The city kept many of its Chicago River bridges up in an effort to contain the looting early in the morning. This is like Batman when they put the river, access to the rivers up with the bridges. Nobody gets asked. Like the Hotel California, you can check in, which you can never leave when Lightfoot's on the job. That was nice to have a little. Let's go back to that, though. I'm finishing up this story. Sometimes I get a little jammed up when I start jumping around to different songs and different stories, and I run out of songs that are picked for certain stories, and then I hear about it.
Hey, why'd you do that, man? I worked hard on that.
Lightfoot called upon court officials and the state's attorney to make sure people who are or who will be arrested are held accountable. Oh, just like Jussie Smollett. He was held accountable.
To those engaged in this criminal behavior, let's be clear, we're coming for you. We are already at work in finding you, and we intend to hold you accountable for your actions. She said, there is no justification for criminal behavior ever. You have no right to take and destroy the property of others. This is not anywhere near acceptable.
Is she reading a script, or is it opposite day? This has been going on for 3 months in Chicago. And all of a sudden, Mayor Beetlejuice, what? Where has she been? No one will be held accountable. I hope she didn't make any mistakes when she was reading off her cue cards for TV time. She sounds like she's jockeying for a position in Biden's cabinet if he's elected.
You will all be... We will not tolerate this type of insubordination.
It's like... Do these people come from school districts? They sound a lot like the bird brains in school districts that were telling us that they were going to kick us out. And everything was going to go on our quote-unquote permanent record. Good to work in a little Gordon Lightfoot. Some of Gordon Lightfoot's best stuff is not available through our licensing agreements, unfortunately. So we do the best we can. Chicago looting sparked by false reports of police shooting 15-year-old. Yikes. There's trouble in Chicago, by the way, if you haven't figured it out. Looting, widespread looting. And let's go back to a little Mac Davis via Elvis Presley, one of my favorite songs. I'll take a little break here, a little sip of water. Juice.
As a snowfly on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cried.
Gets me every time. That's one I used to sing to my boys every night to put them to sleep. Time flies. They don't stay little forever, so if you got the little ones, take advantage of the time. If your kids are in your 20s and you're singing the ghetto to them when they go to bed, there's going to be a problem. Their kids called 911 again last night. Dad was outside the bedroom door. I don't know. The looting that erupted in Chicago's shopping district on Sunday evening, sparked by a false social media post that the Chicago Police Department had shot an unarmed 15-year-old boy, the CPD said. But it's okay for the street urchins to gun down little kids in Chicago. Last couple weeks, a 20-month-old got gunned down, and I think 6 or 7 other kids. That's okay for the street elbows, the urchins, the gutter snipes to gun kids down in drive-by shootings. But God forbid the police might shoot one by accident. A kid, forget about it. We burned the city down. But if the sewer rats are behind the other end of a gun, a gat, then it's cool. Let's just get that clear. Echoing the false claims, Chicago's Black Lives Matter tweeted that the Chicago police didn't protect the 15-year-old boy even as they protected themselves in high-end stores. Yeah, okay. No one was shot. The kid wasn't shot. It's all fake. Can't even.
And his mama cried.
Police reported that local residents took to social media within the false claims that officers had killed a teen. A police deputy communication director, Tim Ahern, had stated the facts half a day earlier, noting that the police were called to a sighting of a man with a gun. On Sunday afternoon, Block Club Chicago reported that police had shot a 20-year-old suspect who fired at them during a foot chase. The suspect was wounded in the shoulder and was taken into custody. But hours later, car caravans headed into the city's downtown shopping district and went on an extended looting spree that lasted most of the overnight hours. This is the pretty hoity-toity area down there. The Miracle Mile, the Golden Mile. Have you been to Chicago? They ripped that place to shreds. Got everything they could out of the stores, high-end stores. Because nothing says if there was a kid who was shot, nothing says that makes up for the loss of life like looting from your favorite stores. I mean, where has Mayor Lightbrain been? This has been going on forever. And her city is a battlefield. All these quotes when she was in front of the camera, it's a disgrace. She's a poser, an actor, a puppet. It's embarrassing. We see right through you, Bird Brain. You might fool some of those dummies you represent, but you don't fool America. Chicago prosecutor Kim Fox, remember her? She was the one behind the Jussie Smollett. She was colluding with a former staff member of Michelle Obama. Prosecutor Kim Fox has dropped 25,183 felony cases. Whew, that's a hell of a prosecutor. Oh, we had a song for her. Let's tune it up here. Oh, yeah. This goes out to you out there, Kim Fox. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox has dropped over 25,000 felony cases, including charges of murder and the alleged hate crime hoax from former Empire star Jussie Smollett, according to an analysis released by the Chicago Trib on Monday. During Fox's first 3 years as the county's top prosecutor, her office dropped all charges against 29.9% of felony defendants. A dramatic increase over her predecessor. My God, it's ridiculous. What'd you say? Yeah, she's back, all right. She's on a four-hour liquid lunch. Her predecessor, the last 3 years of Anita Alvarez's tenure, the rate was 19%. So that means one in three criminal defendants, felony defendants, get the charges dropped against them. In all, a total of 25,183 people had their felony cases dismissed under Fox. The same period under Alvarez, her predecessor, was 18,000. Still a lot of cases. What the hell's going on out there? They're putting these vagrants back on the street. These varmints go right back on the street and cause problems. For the three-year period analyzed, Fox dropped 8.1% of homicide cases. Oh, 8.1%. That's okay. The police work hard. They put a good homicide case together. 8.1 get dropped? What is this, Fantasy Island? Where's Mr. Rourke and Tattoo? What? 8.1% of homicide cases get dropped? What is this, the Clinton Foundation? The plane. Compared with 5.3 under Alvarez, the Trib found under Fox, the office dropped 9.5% of felony sex crime cases. The rate was 6.5 for Alvarez. I mean, this... it's really scary. Thanks, Elton John, you... put it perfectly. Headline, Lance Armstrong's bike shop cancels police contract and still expects cops to promote and protect it from threats. Why would they cancel the police contract? I don't get it. I'll have to ask Queen. Bicycle, what? Bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
Yo, just making fun of Lance Armstrong, a national hero. And before that whole steroids thing.
Last week, the Austin, Texas bicycle shop, founded by cycling star Lance Armstrong, announced it was ending its contract with the Austin Police Department. However, since that announcement, the shop made it clear they still expect the police to protect them. Wednesday, the Austin-based store announced that it was canceling its five-year contract with the Austin Police Department, worth nearly $350,000, and would not be renewing it, Star Telegram reported. What the fuck kind of bikes are you doling out for $350,000? What is inside? What? Whatever happened to Schwinn? Get those pricks on a Huffy. I'll get them hooked up with some banana seats. But even as the shop canceled its association with the police, it insisted that police should continue to protect them from threats. We're not anti-police, they exclaimed after saying the police are on the wrong side of history. The statement continued saying, we do believe our local police force will protect us from very threats that we are receiving right now. This is the sound when they call police. Hello? Is anybody coming? Hello? Police, we have a threat. Is anybody? No? I think Lance probably has a problem with law enforcement at this point in general. I have a free mountain bike. And buy a mountain bike, get a free blood test. For performance-enhancing drugs. It's a hell of a bike store out here. I mean, if you have a problem with the police, why did you dump the contract? Who else is going to come into your shitty bike store and lay down $350,000? Get woke, go broke. That's kind of the theme I'm picking up. New headline, 20,000 fake driver's licenses from China are seized in Chicago. What the hell is going on in Chicago? What is going on in Chicago? Everybody wants the fake driver's licenses from China so they can come to America. Oh, man. Living in America. Customs and Border Protection officers seized nearly 20,000 counterfeit U.S. driver's licenses at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. A shipment of fake driver's licenses were sent to the United States and originated from China and other countries, according to reports from the WNYW-TV. Sing it, Waylon. With the first 6 months of this year, Chicago police reportedly, Customs and Border Protection, reportedly seized 19,888 counterfeit driver's licenses and other fake documents in 1,513 shipments at O'Hare International Airport alone. Maybe that's where Obama got his. Whatever that atrocity that he filed or he released was. That was the only thing missing from that was the glue stick marks and the scissor marks from her romper room. A federal customs official say that shipments arrived mostly from China and Hong Kong, but there were shipments from South Korea and Britain. Customs and Border Protection said most of the counterfeit driver's licenses were for college-age students. Many had the same photo, but with different names. It was a giveaway when David Hasselhoff was the photo on the male one. A shirtless Hasselhoff. Something suspicious here. I don't think this guy is in college. Where's his shirt? He's holding a hamburger. Ralph Piccirilli, Border Patrol's acting area port director in Chicago, said the IDs were very realistic, and Border Patrol noted that the barcodes on fake Michigan driver's licenses actually worked. Yeah, if you scan the barcodes on the Michigan driver's licenses, Crazy Gretchen is summoned to your house. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers working at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport also intercepted fake driver's licenses arriving through international cargo. It's America, folks. You're warming up for voter fraud. It's going to be 26 million votes from a guy named Hasselhoff without a shirt on. Wow, that's a lot of paper. In the last 6 months, Border Patrol officers at Dallas-Fort Worth International intercepted 900 counterfeit driver's licenses that were delivered via international shipping services to the Dallas area. Press release from Border Patrol said approximately 2,000 fake IDs have been seized over the last 18 months. Now, law enforcement is not only concerned that the fake IDs will be used for criminals, but also that the money made from selling the counterfeit documents are possibly funding criminal and terrorist organizations, of course. Those fraudulent identity documents can lead to identity theft, worksite enforcement, critical infrastructure protection, fraud linked to immigration-related crimes such as human smuggling and human trafficking. These counterfeit driver's licenses can lead to disastrous consequences, Piccirilli said in a statement. Criminal organizations use these counterfeit IDs to avoid attracting attention to their illegal activities. Somebody should check Ilhan Omar. Check her wallet. See if there's a picture of Hasselhoff in there. Who would be the female if the male fake ID was Hasselhoff on all the same picture, just with different names? Who would be the female? What's that bird brain out in California? She's always Alyssa Milano. She would be on there. But it would be like a picture when she was on Who's the Boss as like a three-year-old. But finally, a picture to match up and parallel her mental ability right now. Boy, this is bad news. You have to think it's going to be used for voter fraud. That's why they're piping these things in. And it's not like they're piping them in and they're going to sell them on the street. I don't think it's going to be a situation like that. It's going to be, they're going to dole them out to people in Chicago, bang, bang, for voting and other places. You can almost guarantee it. Speaking of living in America, ooh, let's go to the soundtrack. Rocky IV. Why Ilhan Omar won't be prosecuted for immigration fraud. We see how that dovetailed nicely. Only in America could this woman get elected to Congress. And only in a shithole like Minnesota. I'm taking a drink, so listen to a little. This is James Brown. I think we had a transcontinental overload when Ilhan Omar showed up on the scene. And somewhere on the way, you might find out who you are. sneaking into America. Here is yet more evidence of the two-tier justice system we have in the United States. A veteran insider at the Department of Homeland Security revealed Wednesday that two different federal agencies have investigated Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat, for months, but decided not to prosecute her for immigration fraud, despite clear and readily available evidence that she married her own brother as part of an elaborate immigration scam. Marry your brother! That's going to save a couple bucks on the holidays. If you could just get your one card, one greeting card, it covers like the whole family. Get your husband and brother one card. One gift. I mean, it's pretty good if you're on a budget. Only in America could this scheme happen. And the feds are too chicken shit to do anything about it because she is of a certain religious persuasion. I snuck in America. I married my brother. A key clue to why there will be no prosecution can be seen in the fact that Omar has accused those who have researched her unusual marital arrangements as Islamophobia. Ilhan Omar is a leftist, a black person, a woman, and a Muslim. Feds aren't going to touch that. Gutless feds like Barr. He's trying to locate his next ice cream buffet. Anyone who dared to prosecute her would be excoriated in the establishment media as a racist Islamophobe. And few have the courage to stand up against the onslaught. That's true. And so Ilhan, I married my brother Omar to save on greeting card funds, can do whatever she wants without fear of suffering any consequences. Sneaking in America. This is flagrant corruption. Out in the open for anyone to see, Ilhan Omar is rubbing our noses in America's current two-tier justice system. Who's been talking about a two-tier justice system for a long time? Right here. No laws in America for the poor. Only for the poor. For the rich. No laws in America for the rich. Take it to the bridge. They'll take you to the bridge and throw you off. This is also clear from the fact that the curious case of her apparent marriage to her brother is not the only instance in which Omar has been found on the wrong side of the law. Controversial congresswoman has a lengthy record of utter contempt for the law. Yeah, well, she got away with it. She should feel good. She has utter contempt for the law, which she's supposedly sworn to uphold and defend. This is an incredible story, really. Need a little background music. Let's go with some Miles Davis playing some Riot, because this is a riot. This is a laugh riot, law and order in this country. Desk is squeaking against this chair. Omar was recently ordered to pay back thousands of dollars of campaign funds that she spent on personal expenses. Minnesota's Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board called upon Omar to pay her former campaign committee $3,500 that she had improperly appropriated to her personal use. That's on top of the fact that Omar's campaign has paid $1.6 million to the East Street Consulting Group, a consulting firm that happens to be run by Tim Minette, Omar's current husband. How many dudes does this chick have? What? Omar also has a long record of run-ins with the law. Isn't that a prerequisite for running for Congress. Most of the, I think it's over half of the 435 members of Congress have criminal records. I'm not kidding. Some kind of a criminal record. Put that in your hat. Put that in your census report. Omar was arrested in 2013 for trespassing and booked at Hennepin County Jail to prevent further criminal conduct, according to a newly uncovered police report. Omar had gone, along with a large crowd of other Somalis, to the Hotel Ivy, where former Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed was staying. Alfa News notes that, according to the police report, hotel staff requested police assistance in clearing the lobby, saying that anyone without a hotel room key was not welcome on the premises and needed to leave immediately. The officer handling the incident said the majority of people who were asked to leave were compliant. However, Omar, when approached, was argumentative and refused to leave. Yeah, she told police her husband was going to pick her up and six cars showed up. Even when the other Somalis began to leave, Omar, according to the police report, remained defiant and refused to go. Finally, she was arrested for trespassing. Like I said, she got bailed out by six guys. You get one phone call. I have six husbands. What the hell? This is a violation of my Miranda rights, you son of a bitch. I need six phone calls. Then there are her traffic violations. This is a real... Let's go to some Funky Horn by Fela Kuti. 1969. This is obscure tunes, believe me. But it's good stuff. In my opinion. It's just fun. It's kind of like laid back little jazz music when you're talking about this wayward criminal. Another criminal in Congress. It's no shortage. This one just happens to be married to her brother. 26 other guys. Somebody get Chuck Woolery on the phone. We're going to do a dating game comeback with this lady. You only need one chair.
I decided to go with Bachelors 1, 2, and 3.
Whoa. You're not going to get your turtle wax gift certificate. Minnesota Trial Court public access site. At one time, publicly listed no fewer than 24 violations by Omar on the road. A real bird brain. The first on May 28, 2009. The most recent on January 17, 2019. When Omar was a member of the House of Representatives, there were 12 violations in 2016 alone. This chick's got a lot of husbands. Maybe they can drive her around. None of the traffic arrests were a big deal, although it's interesting that the list has been taken down. Oh, public records, unless you're a member of the beautiful people who's here illegally, then you get protected.
Now, she's a female, she's Muslim, she's a member of Congress. Yeah, she married her own brother. It's no big deal. Everybody does that in Minnesota. What's the big deal? Everybody knows that. Ever been to Minnesota? Christ, if they couldn't skate, what good would they be?
Almost everybody gets a traffic ticket in the course of years of driving, but 24 of them, the sheer number of these violations demonstrate that Ilhan Omar believed, apparently with good reason, that she simply need not have any regard for Minnesota law or any law. Any law. Do you imagine being this woman's friend? Going to all these weddings? My wife would say, yeah,
Johan just registered with her fiancé for another wedding. God damn it. We're sending something to this broad every 3 weeks.
Tell Lizzie Borden to put us on the C-list. So where we're at in this country. How you spell the name of this band? I'm seeing some of the emails that I got earlier today. F-E-L-A. K-U-T-I. I have no eyesight anymore. Jeez, think of the benefits Ilhan Omar must have with that many husbands. She's probably got all kind of HMOs and PPOs. Whew, pretty cool. Mitt Romney and those Mormons are saying, I got her to move out to Utah. Yeah, I mean, she have a sister? Ilhan, you have any sisters? There's a lot of land in Utah, just saying.
Oh, Lord, you can't make it up. You can't make it up.
Blatant criminal. Blatant criminal. And I think people like, thinking about it, Laura Loomer were thrown off social media because they publicized this and provided evidence, and now the feds are saying, yeah, it's true. Why throwing people off of social media platforms for talking about the truth and uncovering the truth. And the newspaper in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, I think it's the Star Tribune, I think, has done a good job of documenting this too and being out front of this somewhat as much as they can without getting the building burnt down. So a little bit of credit to them, but nobody cares. It's sad. It's literally sad. You can get away with that. Now, if I tried that, there would be problems. Or any you tried it, there would be major problems. We played Disco Inferno yesterday. A couple times they'd be playing Disco Inferno as you went to the big house. A California public health director suddenly quits after massive virus data errors are discovered. What do we have for this? This doesn't make any sense, but I think I can have fun with it. A little Frank. We'll go with some Frank. I'll take a little drink. I could probably do something with this. I just got to think a little bit.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through?
This show has a potential to go off the rails. I'm in one of those moods. A pain after dark mood. The director of the California Department of Public Health has abruptly resigned just days after the discovery of a computer system failure that resulted in massive undercounting of COVID-19 cases. Oh, yeah, it's undercounted now. Strangers! You know, it's funny that there's been an undercounting of cases now that California is up the ante on how much hospitals are going to get paid and doctors are going to get paid for COVID-19 cases. And then suddenly there's an undercounting. Okay. Greasing the skids in every weather, COVID in the night. We get paid extra cash for you. Hey, here we go. Dr. Sonia Angle, who has been in the position for less than a year and had previously served as the Deputy Commissioner for Prevention and Primary Care at the New York City Health Department. Okay. Stranger in the night, Came from a rat hole, screwed up my hospital too. Reportedly resigned via an email sent to the California Health and Human Services Agency. However, her departure is shrouded in political questions as the state government reckons with a data glitch that failed to log nearly 300,000 infections, disease testing records. Though not all were coronavirus cases, and some could be duplicates. Duplicates clearly impacting decision making at the highest levels of the California government. I smell a rat. Rats in the night exchanging glances. Here we are again, another COVID dances with more than 500,000 people reported cases of the virus. California tops the nation for positive diagnoses. The data blunder, however, has restrained state authority figures' ability to determine policies moving forward, specifically the decision of whether to reopen schools for in-person learning as the new school year is set to begin. I'll tell you who the stranger in the night is. Scapegoat in the night. What's that song? Let's get it back. Yeah, I don't play enough Frank on here. Scapegoat in the night. She was there for a year. Scapegoat in the night. They want to make more money. She's out on her rear. Simply put, if California's COVID case count is massively undercounted, then it suggests California's mortality positivity rate may also be drastically overstated. We want to get paid in the night. Let's fire this bird brain. Paid in the night. We're on the COVID cash train. You understand this is a scheme, right? I've been working schemes a long time. I can smell it a mile away. She took one for the team. Strangers in the night in L.A. I got some good ones I can't cut loose. Oh, man, are they good. And people who know me know. We're just past. Move on. Let's move on. Nothing to see here. Strangers in the night. Oh, look at this one. Let's do a little intro here.
Your cash ain't nothing but trash.
Daquan.
Here we go. Yeah, you may have heard about the gangster love and the space cowboy, but I'm going to whip a cat on you right now. He's had more trouble. Trials and tribulations. One, two, three, hey! Yeah! It's all right, man, look out. Look at here. I was walking down the main track.
California will soon be paying 12,000... Whoops, I'm sorry. Got a little crazy.
She turned around and with a frown she said, "This ain't no circus and I don't need a clown. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash."
Steve Miller Band's got it all wrong. Cash is gold in California. California will soon be paying $1,250 to people who test positive for the coronavirus. Guess where that money's going to come from? I can only imagine. It's going to be coming from you. And your cash to the government ain't nothing but trash, because they burn it like trash. Alameda County's Board of Supervisors has set aside $10 million for the program, which will allow payments to 7,500 people. The program was approved as the county hit a new high in daily coronavirus cases, and as California continues to struggle to contain the outbreak in its state. How much are they getting for the back order of the uncounted folks? That's what I want to know. We'll see if the cash ain't nothing but trash when California's cashing in with those massive deficits they have. They need to cover some ground. They're going to be hitting up Uncle Sam as hard as they can. Governor Newsom needs some new hair gel. I hope he doesn't get it mixed up with Maxine's wig glue. He'll come out looking like Phil Spector. What a mood tonight. Squander it with PG and R-rated stuff. Some R-rated stuff. I'm ready to go to the next level tonight. In order to qualify for the assistance, people who test positive must not be receiving unemployment or sick leave. Approval for the program will require a referral from one of the 5 approved clinics in the county. Everybody getting paid on the COVID train. The board hopes the program will assist independent contractors. People who are paid under the table and undocumented workers get to cash in too. Cash certainly is not trash to undocumented workers, illegal aliens. That's a nice way of saying illegal aliens get the cash in. Alameda County saw a large spike in cases on Wednesday. Of course they did. They want to dole out the cash. This was a new daily record for the county. Incredible timing. Uncanny timing that it'd be a new record for the county at the same time they're looking to grease people in the county and probably get massive kickbacks from the feds to cover their expenses. I smell a scheme underfoot. The area has a 28% positivity testing rate. For some reason, we bet that number rises. Yeah, it's going to go from 28% to 108%. Everybody's going to be on the COVID train. My God. Do you understand what's going on here? Everybody has their tin cup out now. That's why they are perpetuating this scheme and this fraud. The numbers just aren't there mortality-wise, so they're making it seem like, oh, we're getting ready for the second wave, and we have to prepare, and we're going to need another stimulus from Congress, another $2 or $3 trillion. You don't realize how much $1 trillion is. It's not even a real number. It might as well be a cartoon show. You just can't wrap your head around $1 trillion. And now our deficit is headed for, what, $32 trillion? I know it's like 27 or something like that, 26. That's a Washington, D.C. number. And the debt clock says that too, but that's not reality. The real deficit is about $30 trillion if you do your research right now. They're going to add, what, 3 or 4 or 5 more trillion onto that? Go back in my texts way back 6 months ago. Not texts, tweets. And you'll see that I said, this will be 35 to 40 trillion deficit by the time they're done with it. Could be as soon as the end of 2020, early 2021. People said, you're nuts. 35 trillion? That's where we're headed. We're 30 trillion now. They're going to put on another 2 or 3. Was I sick? This is 6 months ago. Anybody can read the tea leaves currently, but, you know, it's the current stuff that's somewhat easy, rudimentary. But when you're calling stuff that happened 6 months, a year from now, trying to prepare people. And I always get a lot of apologies. Well, I doubted you, man. I doubted you, but you nailed it. I'm not looking for a trophy on this stuff either. I'm just trying to give people a pretty good roadmap that no one else is giving. That's going to be fine. Yeah, we're going to work that deficit down. Yeah. Yeah, right. We'll get right on that. Oh, man. I think we tackled a lot. These stories will be on True Pundit, on the Pain in the Morning banner. We got 2 more coming tomorrow, podcasts, potentially some breaking news. It might not be good news, but it's be breaking news as far as patriots are concerned and law-abiding citizens. But we have to call it like we see it, and so far we've been dead on. And I talked about people who haven't been dead on this morning. And this morning's Pain in the Morning, and you can reference that at the top of the show. We won't beat that dead horse. Can you believe this? The feds won't go after Ilhan Omar. You know how fast they would take your head off if you had multiple partners and you married your brother? There are literally two sets of laws. This is definitely a protection racket, and I've explained this a number of times, but we will continue to try to expose as much corruption as we can and absurdity that comes along with it. We appreciate your patronage and your support on platforms like patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, where we do the video podcast to this. Tonight we'll also have the More Pain show on that format for subscribers only. Usually runs 2 hours, 2.5 hours, shooting the shit about all kind of stuff. Working a deal to release some of those archived ones. We have a lot of shows in the tank, and we need to get more of those out to the public. So we're working on that, crowdsource the truth and some other things that are underfoot. But we appreciate the support on those platforms. And I said it goes a long way, because we're not supported by millionaires and billionaires like a lot of these clowns are. And they have the money and they have the backing, but sadly, they don't know what the hell they're doing. And it shows, because they're fumbling around and they're leading people around in the dark. The trouble is, when you don't know what you're really doing in journalism, and you're left to the nefarious, you become like a plaything of the folks, the billionaires and millionaires who are supporting you. You're almost like their puppet, and you're not smart enough because you're not seasoned enough to know when you're being led down a bad direction or down a fake hallway, and then you end up leading the folks who have some faith in you and put credibility into your reporting. You lead them astray as well, and it's hard to come back from that, so it's a very slippery slope. We talked about that earlier today on More Pain, so thank you. As we say, well, I'm going to end here with a little Grateful Dead, Hell in a Bucket, live at JFK Stadium. It was the last show at JFK in Philadelphia. They tore JFK down after this. I was there along with a lot of guys who were listening to this show, and brother and other guys we grew up with. We were there. It was July 7th, 1989. It seems like yesterday when I talk about time flies, guys. You know this. It was the last show at JFK. They had to tear it down because the place was falling apart. I remember being there. I'm like, this place is in bad shape. They closed it six days after the Grateful Dead show. Then Mayor Wilson Good, he condemned the stadium. And during the concert, we were tripping across structurally unsound, collapsing cement. And there was, 100,000? I don't know how many people were at this thing. I'm thinking that, wait a minute, let me get some stats on this, because I did a little, I think there was over 100,000 people at this place, and it was literally falling apart, crumbling apart. And they had to shut it down, electrical problems. And so, and now if you go down to Philly, that's the spot of all the current sports complexes, Wells Fargo Center, Lincoln Financial Field, the baseball field, Citizens Bank Park. It's all in that complex. Of course, they took the old Spectrum down as well. But so we blast back to a time of yesteryear, and I would argue better days with less worries and much more freedom. And I'd like to get back to that, and I know some of you guys will too. So hopefully this conjures up some good memories for you as well. It does for myself. As I say at the end of every show, take care and God bless.
And I'm sure to look picture of you. Sit down, get to know her, you'll like her. Seemed like the least I could do. Cause when he's charging his chopper up and down your carpet hall, you will think me by contrast quite proper. Never mind I stumble and fall. No, never mind I stumble and fall. You imagine me sipping champagne from your boot for a taste of your elegant pride. Maybe going to hell in a bucket, but at least I'm enjoying the ride. At least I'm enjoying the ride. And the Z-rated scenes you create. Yeah, Z-rated scenes you create. You imagine me sipping champagne from your boot for a taste of your elegant pride. Maybe going to hell in a bucket, babe, but at least I'm enjoying the ride. At least I'm enjoying the ride. Yeah, at least I'm enjoying the ride. If unable to dance, I will crawl across it. Unable to dance, I will crawl. Yeah, unable to dance, I'll crawl. Maybe going to hell in a bucket bed, but at least I'm enjoying the ride.